Moncrief on News Talk.
If you're between the ages of 27 and 30, you may well be about to experience what's known in astrology as a Saturn return. If you're older than that and you didn't notice it happening, it's possible you could have another one between the ages of 57 and 60. We're joined by the astrologer Rachel Hicks to explain it to us. Afternoon, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
So what is a Saturn return and what's Saturn got to do with it?
So in astrology, we officially don't say that someone is an adult until they've passed their Saturn return. So it's kind of like a rite of passage into adulthood.
Okay, and what's Saturn got to do with that?
Well, Saturn in astrology, it's a symbol of responsibility, of commitment, of those major milestones that you cross in life. So if you want to think about like your first Saturn return from the ages of zero up until between 27 and 30, is you're still kind of a young person. You're still a child. And then after that, you go into adulthood. And then once you pass your second Saturn return between the ages of about 57 and 60, then you go into the next phase as the elder.
Okay. And so what's happening astrologically that's causing these changes?
Well, it's basically the planet Saturn comes back to the very same position in the sky that it was at the moment of your birth, which is literally a Saturn return.
Ah, right. Okay. That explains it then. And is it always between 27 and 30? Because I'm sure there are people listening, Rachel, who go, I know 31-year-olds who haven't grown up yet.
That's a great point. So the idea is that by the time you reach 30, you should have enough life experience to start making your own decisions without, you know, like you've done a few things, you've made a few mistakes, you've had some wins, but you should have enough tools in your tool belt to be able to make decisions for the next 30-year phase. And a lot of people will have these major milestones around 30 years of age. They might get married, they might get start a career that's really going to last for a long time. They might buy a house. And it's different for everybody. So you would have to work with an astrologer to find out exactly when your Saturn return is happening. And you can find specific dates between the ages of 27 and 30. So for some people, it might be a little bit younger around the age of 27. And for some people around the age of 30. But once you've passed 30, it's like, okay, yeah, by astrological standards, you are an adult now.
Okay, so is this a case where somebody might come to you who's, say, younger than 27? You can give them a specific date when this will happen, and they might then afterwards think, yeah, I better move out of my parents' house by then, that kind of thing.
Yes, exactly. Someone could use that date as a as a goal. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
But are the stars and is Saturn particularly, is it influencing this? Will the person, when they hit, you know, their Saturn return, suddenly feel, you know, I should actually grow up and you know, start paying bills and stuff like that?
Exactly. So whether someone knows that they're having their Saturn return or not, they will be experiencing these things and be mulling over some of these ideas. Now, of course, like, circumstances are different for everybody. They may or not be able to actually make certain moves that they want to make, but it's definitely going to be on the forefront of their awareness. So it's going to be like, okay, I need to start thinking about some of these things if I haven't already made some of these moves. And I actually, funnily enough, I get a lot of people coming to me for their first astrology reading around the time of their Saturn return, because at some level, they know that there's something happening. And so it's very common for me to work with someone for the first time during their Saturn return.
Ah, right. Okay. And earlier on in the show, Rachel, I was actually talking with a chap who's been bald for decades and suddenly started wearing a wig. Is that then what happens between 57 and 60?
Well, if you think about it as kind of like you're laying a new foundation for yourself around the Saturn return, so you will either progress with certain things or you will change certain things completely. So some people will actually divert their path as well or change something fundamental about their life or the way they're approaching things. And so, yeah, like when you go into your second Saturn return, you have that opportunity again, but it's obviously in a different sort of respect because you've had a lot more life experience. And you're just making the space for the next 30 years.
Yeah. And so is that what is commonly called a midlife crisis, perhaps, or something a bit more thoughtful?
That's actually, well, the midlife crisis, that's actually, in astrology, we wouldn't consider the midlife crisis until mid-40s. And that is a different astrological timing experience.
Oh.
The Saturn return happens a bit younger than that. Yeah, I wouldn't say 30 is midlife yet.
Okay, so then you have your Saturn return, then your midlife crisis, then your second Saturn return.
That's actually a good way to think about it.
Oh God, that's a helter. So astrologically speaking, when does a midlife crisis happen?
It's slightly different for everybody, but usually mid-40s.
Okay, and what's happening astrologically that can bring that on?
So astrologically, it has to do with the planet Uranus. And so if you think about all the planets in astrology as having a specific set of characteristics and influences, Saturn is more responsible. It's a very sobering planet, so you think about things very realistically, whereas Uranus has a much more chaotic energy, and it thrives in independence and rebellion and doing something completely out of the box. So that is more of the characteristics of a midlife crisis, where someone is like, they do something totally unexpected. That's very Uranus.
Right. Okay. And how often would Uranus be influencing people's lives? Does that return the same way that Saturn does?
No. So Uranus takes about 84 or so years to go completely around the chart, basically coming back to the point at the moment of your birth. So it moves a lot more slowly than Saturn does. So people will have Uranus experiences from time to time, but it's more so something that you would have to look at an individual chart for and assess, well, is someone going to have an experience like that? Whereas a Saturn return, it's a lot more frequent because it moves more quickly through the sky.
Okay, all right. Artashiuk is meeting with Donald Trump tomorrow evening. Is this a good time or a bad time for them to have that meeting?
Right, okay. So, I mean, I can't answer anything politically. However, I will say that astrologically, March is set to be a more active time. And what I mean by that is there's a few different astrological things happening all at once, and that doesn't always happen. Usually they might happen at separate times. So it's almost like different weather patterns coming together all at the same time. And so in general, my astrological advice for people for the month of March would be to, you know, be aware that people might be a bit more reactive than normal. And so be watchful for that. Also in yourself, you know, like when you go into your day, just be mindful that you might be more inclined to be more reactive. So, you know, do whatever sort of self-care practices that you can do to set yourself right and think before you speak, kind of thing. So that's what my advice would be for anybody,
okay.
No matter who they are.
Rachel, that's absolutely terrifying. Thank you very much for speaking with us today. That is the astrologer Rachel Hicks there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool refreshing now.
Grab some friends and an ice-cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew!